Protests against anti-protest bill. The Socialist Party joined protests against the Tories' new police bill, which will curtail the right to protest if passed. London 300 to 400 marched from Russell Square through the streets of West London to the headquarters of Scotland Yard. Protesters continued to draw connections between the campaign for the right to protest and the many other campaigns that continue to be fought. Socialist Party member Camilla Gather and others spoke on the injustice that is being fought against in the Free Cyander campaign and the Black Lives Matter movement. State attacks against the Gypsy, Roma and Traveller community in their homes were also raised. There was also a strong sense of international solidarity. Brazilian flags were waved as protesters took the opportunity to show their anger against Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and his failure to protect working people throughout the COVID crisis. There was continued support for the Palestinian people following recent worsening brutality by the Israeli state. With UK police looking to increase their stop and search powers, it's clear that these protests will continue. DGRA Newcastle 250 to 300 protesters made noise, waved flags and demonstrated. One of our members took to the open-air sound system to deliver a call to action, asserting the necessity of a new mass workers' party. Labour has failed to stand with the working class against a dangerous, calculated and deceitful Tory government in favour of representing the interests of big business. By not taking effective action, it all but co-signs the crackdown on workers from the capitalist class. Pete Robertson,